going to read a passage from Mark 4, verses 35 to 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him.
And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace! Be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?"
And they were filled with great fear and said to each other, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
This is a very fascinating account. Not only dahil lagi siyang pinipreach pag may bagyo or pag may nangyayaring dilubyo. It's fascinating in that I can honestly say that I've never heard the same preaching twice about this account. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you just pick something from it. You know what happened, but what happens in you is different every single time you hear it. Yun, and when I read this verse, the question that really came to mind was, sino ba ang dapat kumalma? Yung bagyo ba o tayo? Which storm was Jesus rebuking? Is it the storm outside or is it the storm within? Mag-deconstruct tayo. So that passage actually begins with a promise. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." Umpisa pa lang, alam na nila dapat yung destination nila. Jesus already said, "Let us go across to the other side." And I think sometimes when, you know, when something challenging happens or something unexpected happens, I think we forget that God made the promises first. He already assured you of what your destination is. We forget that the destination is God's portion. Our portion is the lesson that comes with that journey.
Ang naalala ko dito, ano eh, with Christ in my vessel, I can smile at the storm eh. Nung una, ano, fun, ano lang siya eh, fun Sunday school song. But when you think about it, ang deep niya in the sense na, yes, you're smiling at the storm. Kumbaga, Christ is with you. Yung invitation ni God is, "Let us cross."
Let us. Ganda lang.
Hindi on your own effort, but because you have me, siguro kaya ganun ka-chill si Lord, no?
I like that you said that yung si smile at the storm, it's not belittling the storm, but it's deciding what the attitude of your heart is when the storm comes. Na, last time we talked about the battle cry of David, yung, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." That battle cries are not shouted in the middle of a battle. A battle cry actually is shouted at the beginning of a battle. You already decide what your perspective is. You already decide the attitude of your heart. Kung sino yung fortress mo. What your strategy is. That's what makes a good warrior. You don't know what's gonna happen in the middle. But you're prepared before the battle. And you just know the ending. Diba? God is the Alpha and the Omega. What happens in the middle is when you're gonna use your faith. But the beginning and the end is really determined by God.
Amen.
The verse that comes to my mind then is, "Fix your eyes on Christ." The, ano yun? The
author.
Something and the author.
Author. Hindi ko naman sinabi yung perfecter eh.
Oo nga, 0.5 na naman ako dito. Let us na naman yon. Let us na naman yon. So let us fix our eyes on Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith. This is so meaningful because that was said in Hebrews. So that was after Christ was crucified already. So when we fix our eyes on Christ, it is reminding us of the finished work of Christ. Even though you feel not the most ideal at the moment, but when you look at Christ, na parang, okay, I don't know what's happening right now, but I know where I'm ending up. And that gives you hope. Do you watch horror movies, Benj?
No.
Okay, okay.
Actually, I'm intrigued by them, but I do not watch them kasi ayoko takutin yung sarili ko.
I am one of the worst people to watch with in terms of watching horror movies. I mean, there are theological arguments about horror movies. We're not going to get into that. But
wala tayong PhD doon.
Wala tayong PhD doon and wala tayong isa-site. Kami kasi magpipinsan, parang ang rite of passage mo sa aming magpipinsan is pag pwede ka nang isamang manood ng horror movie, pwede ka nang mag-hang out with the older cousins, ganyan. Mahilig kami manood ng horror movie, but I'm one of the worst people to watch with kasi I always search what the ending is. Why do I do that? It makes me feel less scared. Because when I'm watching it, diba, na parang, okay, okay lang yan, nahihirapan siya, di siya mamamatay. And people get pissed at that, na parang, sinerge nila naman yung ending. So, naiinis minsan yung mga pinsan ko. Pero kasi, the assurance that it gives me, When you apply the same analogy pala in your Christian life, what great assurance you have of the ending that Christ offers you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can have two different perspectives across. You can either look at the cross and be reminded of your sin and then feel shame and not go back. Yung parang mga tao na, papasok ako sa simbahan, masusunog ako. Yung ganong kind of perspective. Or you can look at the cross and see victory and see what's possible for you. Yun. So it starts with a promise. And the promise is not that storms are not gonna come. Let's just be very clear about that. There's another verse in Matthew. Kailangan kong bawiin yung point ko kasi naghati tayo.
Sige, sabi mo na kagad yung verse. Kasi alam ko na rin kung ano yung sasabi mo, pero sige, sabihin mo.
The storms.
This world?
Hindi yun!
Ay, kala ko yun.
Sige. I-reserve mo yung point mo. Yung sa akin, and the storm came, and the winds blew, and the floods came, but the house did not fall, parang ganun, because it had been founded on the rock.
Yeah.
When you look at that verse, grammar time, winds are gonna come, storms are gonna come, floods are gonna come.
Yes.
But what type of houses don't fall? It's the house that had been founded on the rock. And that's in the past perfect passive.
Yeah.
It's in the past perfect passive. So when something is in the past perfect passive, it's the receiver of the action. Houses that don't fall are the ones that receive so that they can resist.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to mind kasi this is a big thing in the Christian world right now. This trend with pastors or with leaders that fall. Sometimes it's really going back to the basics na how do you not fall? You receive being built by God. You receive being founded by God. You receive strengthening from God. And I think the moment you change the source, that's when it's harder to resist.
Yes. Alam mo anong tawag dun sa ano? Dun sa tao that built his house upon the rock. There are two kinds of men. The foolish man and yung wise man. Do you want to be called wise? Ilagak mo sa solid foundation yung buhay mo. Unlike the foolish man, ano sa Tagalog ang foolish? Trivia time.
Ulupong?
Viper yun. Tama yung ano, lumabas sila ng bridge na yun.
Same verse yun.
Nandun, lumabas sila, di ba? Foolish, tas viper siya, pero foolish is hangal.
Hindi ba syunga?
Anyway. Hindi. Di ba idiot yun? May gusto lang akong i-highlight. Mag-advance lang ako ng konti rin sa verse. Kasi ang reklamo nila kay Jesus na natutulog, chill na chill, wala ka bang pakin na namamatay na tayo? That we are perishing? When you know what's gonna happen sa dulo, even yung perishing, wala siyang ano eh. Even if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, faith means not fearing evil because you are with Christ.
Diba pa?
Okay, you're going through hardships. You're going through suffering. This is easier said than done. Okay? Caveat. But how can you not have the heart? How can you not have the strength to persevere even if you go through the valley of the shadow of death? Kasi kasama mo naman siya eh. Alam ni Jesus yung ending eh. Diba? So parang kung alam ni Jesus kung yung ending, this is going to be glorious. This affliction that we are going through right now is hard. It's difficult. We persevere not because of our own strength but because He is with us. Should you go through a difficult situation that you're almost dying, diba? Naalala ko to rin si Paul, diba? Na parang maraming beses na niya sinabi rin sa chapter na, nasa brink na siya of death, di ba? Pero, what was his comfort? That Christ would be with him. Sometimes, we're like the disciples thinking, Lord, wala ka ba pa kayo na mamatay tayo? Namamatay na kami? Parang, hindi binibilitil ni Lord yung fact that we are suffering. He knows that we're suffering, pero He sees the bigger picture eh, which we cannot, and which gives us fodder to doubt. But you have Christ with you. And yung dapat i-remind siguro natin sa sarili natin every time. Eh, Christ is with me. Emmanuel, Christ is with
us. It's so interesting that you say that Jesus sees the bigger picture even while He's asleep. He sees the bigger picture even while he's asleep. In quotation marks.
The reason why he can sleep nga, because he sees the bigger picture, di ba?
Also, one thing I want to point out with what you said is that there are two different types of people in this story, okay, aside from Jesus. You have, on the boat with Jesus, it's good that you mentioned that those are disciples. That question was coming out of the disciples' mouths. Okay? Mm-hmm. So in verse 2, sinabi, there were other boats with them, and those are the crowds. In the storm, diba, sometimes God allows that to happen because it allows him to see who is a part of the crowd and who are his disciples. One thing to remember here is not to condemn the disciples, but one thing to remember here is that during this time, they were training under Jesus. Mm-hmm. So the disciples, you will really see the development of their character in Acts onwards. When they saw the finished work of the cross and Jesus deemed them ready, diba sinend forth niya sila with the Great Commission. But in the Gospels, really, you will relate with the disciples a lot. Kasi yun yung hindi pa perfected. Na disciples. And it is necessary. Storms are necessary. Kasi diba, sa mga bayan, when a storm happens, lalabas natin basura. Wala ka talagang, lalabas talaga yung tunay mong ugali. When there is a storm happening, the prayers that escape us is an indication of the fears within us.
Mm-hmm.
When the disciples said that, na, God, wala ka bang pakialam na meron ng storm? Wala ka bang pakialam sa amin? Yung mga disciples pala, may mga ganun silang fears.
Mm-hmm.
Na, they had fears na baka maling pinili namin. May fears sila na baka i-abandon kami. But also, in-establish kasi yun sa verse na sinabi na, and Jesus was with them just as he was. That's interesting kasi before you go to Mark 4 kasi, when you read Mark 3 and Mark 2 and Mark 1, account siya ng mga miracles si Jesus, account siya ng mga parables. So Mark 4, in-establish agad na, okay, first, there is a promise that was given at the beginning of Mark 4. And second, is the promiser. Mm-hmm. Kailangan mong alalahanin na mayroong promise at hindi siya nanggagaling kahit sino lang. It was coming from the Jesus of Mark 3, the Jesus of Mark 2, and the Jesus of Mark 1. Hindi nagbago yon whether he's awake, in quotation marks, or he's asleep, in quotation marks. It's the same Jesus. Being afraid, sige, pwedeng i-validate yan. Diba? You're afraid of getting abandoned. Siguro, there was a point in your life. Immigrant children feel this all the time. Right? Kasi nga, whether you like it or not, bata pa kasi talaga when my parents left when I was like, what? 1.5? So, even though ayaw mo yon, yung ganung klase ng stronghold, maiiwan talaga siya eh. Kasi later on in life, maiintindihan mo na, okay, my parents had to leave so that we could live, so that I could have this kind of life. Okay, maiintindihan mo yon later on. But subconsciously talaga, meron talagang fear of iiwanan ako. Or kaya immigrant children end up performing a lot in their lives. Yung parang when they go to school, kailangan mataas yung grades nila. Kasi feeling nila, pag hindi maganda yung performance nila, iiwanan sila. It's not something we choose. But it's just a consequence. Siguro you have that feeling na parang I might get abandoned, ganyan, may mga fears na ganyan. I want to validate that I'm not belittling yung feeling ng ganon. But there is a certain amount of fear that can choke your faith.
Yeah, correct.
It's, it's okay to be afraid, but not so afraid that it chokes your faith and you forget the promiser and the promise that was given to you.
Alam mo, gusto kong i-link yan dun sa sinabi ni Jesus sa verse 40. Ang sagot niya doon sa disciples is, why are you so afraid?
Afraid.
Oh, may leeway of fear. Yung have you still no faith? Yung tanong na yun ni Jesus was not saying, zero yung faith nyo pa rin ba? Hindi ganun yung tanong ni Jesus. Ang tinatanong ni Jesus ay, hindi naman zero yung faith nyo ah. Diba? So, yung proportionate level of fear, ibaba nyo yan.
Oo.
Kasama nyo ako.
So nice. So good.
Bakit yun yung level ng fear ninyo eh? Kasama nyo ako. Alam nyo naman yung track record natin mula Mark 1, 2, 3, di ba?
So,
parang ganun yung sinabi ni Jesus na yun. Tapos alam mo, isa pang na-observe ko lang dito. Siyempre, ginising nila si Jesus. Sa ibang versions ito, they woke him up out of fear. Natakot sila for their lives, di ba? Kaya nga nila ginising si Jesus eh. Pero that fear was replaced by another kind of fear. Dun sa verse 41, that they were filled with great fear, with great awe. Because I revere, I respect, I hold with greater reverence si Jesus than the storm that can kill me. Di kaya, pwede. From a fear of death and uncertainty to a fear of the Lord.
going back to what you said in episode 5, dealing with your feelings. So when you're with the Lord, He is correcting your emotions. When you're with the Lord, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun, kakalimutan mo na lahat ng pagiging tao mo and ide-deny mo na na natatakot ka. But He is correcting that fear and turning it from fears of creation to fear of the Creator. More than fearing the storm, you fear the one that can calm the storm. One thing that I really like also, sinabi niya na, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? I don't think he was angry at them. I think it was an indication of the type of people that God wants to work with. It's the kind of people that are vulnerable. Why are you so afraid? Jesus really saw something there. He saw that there was opportunity for them to grow then. Have you still no faith? Kasi he was reminding them na parang, alam ko eh, alam ko na may potential kayo for growth eh. That's why I'm asking you these questions.
Oh, dito yung part na may perfecting.
Oh. If it was any other person, we feel like, maybe I've disappointed this person. But actually, when Jesus asks you that question, He wants you to understand that the answer is in the question. Have you still no faith? Jesus is asking that kasi ang alam niya, meron pa. Meron pa, hindi lang yan yon. As a disciple, there is room to activate faith. There is room to receive more. Kaya kita tinatanong. Sometimes, some of the questions that God is asking, He is asking that kasi may ability ka for it. May capability ka for it. When He says, what do you want? You have an ability to desire something, to envision something. Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? I can almost imagine yung parang gentle rebuke niya. And this is after He rebuked the storm, ha? Yes, ibang-iba yung tone niya doon eh. Kasi when He rebuked the storm, it was with all authority, the alpha side of God. Kasi He could have directly just got mad at them. Na parang, have you not seen me in Mark 3, Mark 2, Mark 1? Hanggang 3 chapters lang ba tayo, boys?
Pero iwan ko na kayo dito sa sea?
I want to also emphasize that those are two very different sides of Jesus. The first side, when He rebuked the storm, kasi I honestly believe He could have whispered habang naantulog siya and said, be still, sa storm. And it would have stopped, honestly. I honestly think it's completely possible. Because Jesus is tired, man.
And He was God, come on.
He is still God. He could have said, bayan, snap. He could have said that. But why did He stand up? Why did He take the energy to rebuke? It was for the crowds. So remember, there were other boats with them. So when He was demonstrating His power to the storm, it was so that the crowds could see it. But when He rebuked the disciples, His approach was very different.
Sobrang one special nun. No?
Oh, sobrang special nun na He even took the time to explain, why are you so afraid? When He could have just said, oh, okay na.
Back to sleep.
O, pwede na ba ako patulang? Baka naman.
Ako, pagigisingin niyo pa uli. Okay na ha? Okay na ha?
Oo, okay. Gising yun ako pag nasa other side na tayo ha?
Other side sabi eh.
Oo, diba? That's one other thing that sets aside the crowd from the disciples. To the crowd, that was a performance. But to the disciples, that was a lesson. Also, you see that in Mark 3. Eh. To the crowd, a parable is just a parable. To the disciples, a parable is straight from the heart of God. It's life-changing. And when you look at storms like that, they're no longer interruptions. They're actually God's intervention. Right? It's a reality check. No? Oo nga, no? Nakalimutan ko lahat ng ginawa ni God from Mark 1 to Mark 3. So, verse 41, and they were filled with great fear, so the fear of the Lord, and said to one another, see, when wisdom sets in, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Nakikita mo na na, disciples nga to. Diba? Because crowds come for what Jesus does. Disciples come for who He is. The question changes from, what can you do for us? Do you not care? To, when you switch to disciple mode, ang disciple mode pala is, who is this? It goes back to the beginning of that verse that Jesus was just as He was. It's not what's happening around you. It's who is in your boat. The ending is certain. The destination is certain. You can't stop the storm. So what you need to do is to really remind yourself, who is God? Ano bang side niya yung gusto niyang ipakilala sa akin? sometimes the question is not that God, what can you do? Because He can do anything. Inumpisahan mo nga yun sa God, eh.
O, tapos, doubt mo.
Ask mo kaya, who is God? And you will realize, He is everything. Mm-hmm. And when you come to that point, na parang, that should be enough. That's why eternal life, di ba sabi sa John 17 ba yun? 17:3? Eternal life is this, that you may know God, and Jesus whom He has sent.
Okay.
Eternal life is knowing Jesus. In the middle of the storm, crisis does not only reveal character, but which character are you? Are you gonna be the crowd or are you gonna be the disciple? Mm-hmm. Kaya nga, diba, there was a book na ano, Disappointment with God. Nabasa mo ba yun? Kay Philip Yancey. Mm-hmm. This is like sobrang sikat to ng mga kabataan natin. But Disappointment with God, that at a certain point, tumigil si God sa pag-perform ng miracles.
Uh-huh.
Kasi it was ano before eh, parang it was malakihang miracles dati, diba?
Tapos, yes.
Ngayon, parang it's in your private moments na lang yung he really noticed na parang when you're really just after the miracles, crowd ka lang talaga.
Uh-huh.
Kasi if you're after that, why do you need heaven? Di ba? Hindi mo naman kailangan ng miracle sa heaven.
Tsaka, aminin natin, kapag nag-ask tayo for miracles, we're clinging to our lives eh.
Mm-hmm.
E di ba those who cling to their lives will lose it. When we ask for miracles, sometimes it takes a great amount of maturity to ask from a proper perspective pagdating sa miracle.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
Asking for miracles is perfectly fine, pero dapat yung puso mo mature enough for the miracle. Eh. Also, when you ask for miracles, dapat marirecognize mo din na the biggest miracle or the greatest miracle is Christ changing you.
Yes.
All other miracles around are secondary. When you become like Christ, it's a great miracle. By itself.
I also want to emphasize last time na parang sinabi natin na you must not only be at the gate, but you must enter the gate. I want to also emphasize that the Bible also mentions that that gate is very narrow.
Good point.
That gate is very narrow, and if we want to be like the disciples, kasi we can identify with the disciple in all aspects. We get afraid, we make mistakes, we ask scandalous questions to Jesus, ginigising natin siya. Na parang,
tutulog yung tao.
Diyos nga, kalmado. We can relate with them in that way. There is some sort of comfort there na, oh, God works with this kind of people. Minsan yung question, parang, why would God save someone like me? Parang, oh nga, no? Yung mga disciples niya, act like me. Diba?
Magigising.
Oo, yung disciples niya act like me. You know, when we decide to become disciples of God, that's good that you recognize your weaknesses and parts that He can work on. But also, wag ka lang doon. Wag ka lang doon sa umiiyak ka sa altar. Diba? Wag ka lang doon sa naramdaman mo yung weight kaya ka lumuhod. Wag lang doon. But enter the narrow gate. When you enter that narrow gate, you have to realize that not everything will fit. So you'll have to get rid of some of the things. Just like a storm exposes the garbage. Get rid of the garbage in your heart. If you're a wise person, pagpasok mo sa gate, kung masastuck ka, ano gagawin mo? Minsan, pinipilit mo pa. Nag-aask ka. Yun yung pagkakaiba ng crowd eh. Remember, crowds cannot fit a narrow gate. But a disciple can. Get rid of the baggage. Get rid of things that don't fit. Right. If you want to be a disciple, then don't act like the crowd. You're already in the boat where Jesus is. And I think the ending of that is a good reminder that the crowds saw the storm that calmed down, but the disciples saw Jesus.
Meron kanta na ang Bethel on singing, the waves and winds still know His name. They hear it. And that you need the Lord more than you need the miracle. Yun lang.
Sige, let's pray. Heavenly loving Father, we want to thank you, God, for this time. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to pray once again, dear God, for people who are listening, who might be going through this through a storm, dear God, that we cannot stop. We just want to thank you that before this storm came, you've already established yourself. You've already given us a promise that we are not alone, Father God, and that our ending is certain. So, Father, we pray for anyone who is going through storms in their lives, who is going through challenges in their lives. We pray that they will be reminded of who is with them. We pray that in their vulnerability, their faith will grow. They will become more the disciples rather than the crowd. And we pray, God, that when they get to the other side, it is more than what you have done that will stick with them, but it is who you are that will cause them to continue to walk with you all the days of their lives. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.